Having circled the front of the ship, she was heading to the rear when she thought she heard footsteps behind her. Looking round anxiously, she saw a drunken man making his way towards one of the doors leading inside. Rachel continued walking, and now all she could hear was the sound of distant music and the ship forcing its way through the waves. The tension was building in her head and in her temples, and she was beginning to feel the nighttime chill as she hadn't put on a shawl or jacket. Goosebumps were building on her shoulders as she turned the corner at the back of the ship. Suddenly, she heard a scream and turned to see a body hurtling down the stairs towards her. She managed to run up the stairs just in time to catch the woman in her arms, and they both fell backwards. Rachel felt a searing pain as her left foot caught underneath one of the steps as she fell. It took a while for her to get her breath back, but she knew immediately it was Marjorie lying on top of her, moaning. "Marjorie, are you all right?" Rachel managed to move slightly and shift the weight. "I think so." Rachel was so relieved to hear her voice. "Thanks to you." At that moment, a couple arrived as a good-looking man came down the stairs in a black dinner suit. His manner was reassuring, and he sent the couple away to find a crew member. "What happened? Are you both all right? Does anything hurt?" His deep Italian voice filled the evening air. As Rachel was starting to feel agonizing pain in her left ankle, everything looked a little hazy, so she tried to focus on the man's eyes. He looked away and glanced around, as if unsure what to do next. But he didn't need to decide, as an officer appeared on the scene. "Medical team are on the way. Don't move, ladies." Rachel just managed to ask the officer to look after Marjorie, who was now shaking, before she passed out.